You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In MLS, the league's weeks-long referee lockout has finally come to a close. Finally. According to multiple reports, the Pro Soccer Referees Association voted to ratify a new CBA on Monday night. The deal reportedly includes substantial increases to the refs' base pay, as well as improvements to match fees and travel accommodations. This agreement comes after MLS used replacement referees for the first month of the season. A lot of people weren't that happy. The new CBA reportedly will run through 2030. Alexis, this is good news for the league, but are you surprised that it took this long?
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, I feel like this has become a topic of conversation that after every match, it becomes an excuse. It becomes an excuse for the fans, and it doesn't excuse away some of the absolutely horrific calls we've seen in MLS leading up to it. This, to me, was a failure of MLS to not be able to find some type of agreement beforehand. This happened years ago when NYCFC and I believe Orlando first came into the league. They couldn't ratify a CBA. It came down to almost game day where this constantly getting things run up to the end line and this time finally spilling over. It puts pressure on your league in a way that you don't need. You already have so many other things that you're trying to do. When you now you have all of a sudden backup refs and you're asking, you know, media not to speak about it or your own media not to speak about it. It just creates more and more fodder for why people don't respect the league. And I don't think had the league started with professional referees or having had an agreement ratified, it would have changed how other nations feel about us. I don't think anyone, you know, sipping tea right now in England would have been like, you know, that MLS, man, they've got some real professional referees. That's why I watch. I don't care about that. But not having it adds something. It adds an extra reason to be ridiculed as a league. It adds another reason to not be trusted as a league. And in this case, finally there's an agreement, and hopefully we can move on and have a much better season. We have a lot of eyes on us. The whole world can watch. Messi's here. At some point, you have to take that next level up. You have to take that step.
That's the reason why I was so surprised, to be quite honest. This is such a transitional and potentially monumental time for Major League Soccer with the transition to the Apple broadcast. And like you mentioned, Alexis, the eyeballs that brings in to have what seems like was an unnecessary conflict and fallout. I'm glad that there's been a resolution more so than anything else for the sake of the players, because they're the ones who suffer the most in this.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is something that happens with growth, right? Everybody sees the growth of players' contracts. You see the growth of how now all the travel for players are via, you know, private jets. And so when you're a professional referee and you've been asked to be a professional referee and asked to do your job, you want to be treated the same. So you understand that part. Certainly you would hope they would have been able to get it done in the offseason. Happy to see it. And the other part we didn't even talk about is it's not just the referees on the field. It was also VAR referees. Mm-hmm. And there were some mistakes there too. So this will be a great thing for MLS, and glad they were able to get it done.
Yeah, it's just the timing. I think timing is the worst thing for this situation, because you look at the growth, the Apple TV coverage, and Lionel Messi starting his first season. So that is the worst timing that could this could have occurred to. But again, referees are just as important as the players, because to go and do that job, people don't understand what the work that has to be put in to become a referee, and also to do it at that professional level with what comes with it. You've got the responsibility of the safety of the players as well. You're talking about tackles and stuff that go on. So there's a lot of responsibility on their heads that they need to be respected as much as the players, because of how important they are to the game of football.
And our rules analyst, Christina Uncle, has been very vocal about how the protection and treatment of referees is needed to continue to improve, because it's going to, if it doesn't, keep more quality referees out of the game, which, as we've seen, you need more and more people wanting to do this job and do it at a very high level. And she's actually going to join us later on in the show to talk more about this progress that we've seen between Major League Soccer and pro and what that all means moving forward.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.